Medical information obtained from our website or the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If your pet has or you suspect they might have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a health care provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of All Paws Pet Talk, this radio show, or their sponsors.
All aboard.
We're going back to Eden.
Yeah.
We're going back to Eden.
We are going back to Eden. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, paws, claws, and hoofs, to the Back to Eden Wellness Show for Pets and People with your hosts, Dr. Mark and Gigi Shimon. Hey, Dr. Mark, how you doing today?
Hey, Gigi, wonderful. Thank you. Wonderful being here and getting all this exciting information out to everyone. So this is wonderful. Thank you.
We have such an exciting show today, people. You better put your seatbelt on. We have so many guests today. We have one of the foremost animal experts in the world coming today to talk to us about some really powerful behavioral strategies. And as always, we have our food independence segment coming up at 30 after the hour. And then we have a really interesting guest coming on in just a few minutes, Dr. Mark. His emphasis in his ministry is called Canines for Christ. And what he started out with himself and a borrowed dog. He didn't even own the dog, and started going around to the children's hospital, nursing homes, the VA, and doing animal therapy. He's now up to 400 animals in service, and I'm really excited to talk about that. You know, I think, Dr. Mark, as pet owners, we love our animals, and we're looking out for them, and we want to give them the very best, but we may not totally realize is that they're doing the same thing for us. It's been clinically proven that pet owners have longer, healthier lives. And so it's just really a cool circle of love. And especially with the pressures of life today and our economic challenges and the various challenges we have, isn't it wonderful to come home to unconditional love, which is what these pets give us. And that's why they're so great for pet therapy, because it's unconditional love. They accept people the way they are. And I mean, obviously barring abuse, obviously, but even then, I've even seen devoted animals that were continually abused by their owners that were still so devoted. And unconditional love, it's really the answer, isn't it, Dr. Mark?
You know, it really is, Gigi. And when we open up our hearts and open up our lives, and it's easy to do that with an animal. You know, it's just you have a loving animal right there, and when you give love, there is a give and receive, although you might think it's one-sided, right, Gigi? It's absolutely bilateral, and you're absolutely getting that love from the animal as well. It's on a subtle level, but it's awesome. And I'm just real excited to hear about this first guest and some of the great stories I'm sure he has, maybe more than we have time for, but I'd love to hear some of the stories on how the elderly are benefiting from the pet care, and that pet therapy is such an amazing thing. We hear about music therapy. There's a lot of things that can enlighten and benefit us and our souls, but you know, it's reciprocal, and obviously the animals get a lot of wonderful vibe, you know, from strangers completely, and it's an amazing thing.
Well, you know, I have had certain animals that had special sensitivities towards friends that would come over and be down, and they would immediately go right over to their lap and just love on them. And there's a sensibility that animals have, I think, that is higher or more in tune than ours. They don't have this ego issue, although some of them act like they do, but it's not as pervasive as a general rule. And, the love that they share with us is one of the greatest gifts that we can ever receive. And so that's why we're here every day, every week, helping you guys get the tools that you need to honor the love of your pet and to honor yourself so you can be there to love your pet back. And that's really what we're all about today. So we're going to bring our guest on here in just a moment. And he is a chaplain. let me tell you a little bit about him. He is a chaplain. His name is Chaplain Steve Kessler. And you can go to his website at K9forChrist.org. He's also on Facebook. And you can read up a little bit on him. And we're going to be hearing from him in just a couple of minutes. But Dr. Mark, also, there's a scripture that really brings home the power of love. A couple of them that are coming to mind. The first one is that love never fails.
Yes.
That's a very powerful statement. And we know that God is love, that our Creator is love. And that means if our Creator is for us, no one and nothing can be against us. Nothing can separate us from our Creator's love. Now, it may feel at times that that isn't the case, but that's where faith comes in. Faith says, you know what? Everything around me is you know, falling down and on fire, but I know who you are. I know you're a loving daddy. I know you're a good God and that your mercies endure forever. So this is where I'm going to step up and say, I trust you. I believe weeping may endure for a night. Joy is going to come in a morning. This is going to be an opportunity for me to give back to Creator. To reciprocate and say, you know what? I'm going to give you the expensive praise right now. It's easy to give praise and thanks when things are going okay or when things are going great. But where the rubber really meets the road is when things do not seem to be going well. And we're giving that expensive praise, the praise that costs us something. And I know that David, when he was looking for a place for the ark, and he offered to buy this land, and the guy's like, I'll just give it to you. And he's like, no. I will not offer anything to the Lord that does not cost me something. And so even though we may have these hard times and these difficult times, it's a great opportunity to show our love back to our Creator, who is looking to see if we're in it for the long haul. Do we really believe that our Creator is good and that His mercy endures forever? Because if we do, we can get through anything. With our Creator, all things are possible. And it even says, I can do all things through Yeshua HaMashiach, who strengthens me. So really, we can't lose for winning. It's only in between the two ears that we can talk ourselves out of the victory that has already been gotten for us and our pets. Remember, he said, go and preach the gospel to every creature. He didn't say just the people. It literally says every creature. And guess what? I looked it up in the Greek, Dr. Mark, and it means every creature.
Nice. Nice. And we know perfect love casts out. We know perfect love casts out all fear, folks. So that's the message. It's a positive message of hope. It's a positive message of faith and hang in there. Sometimes we just need to press in, and that's really the excitement that we bring to you today. And you know, all things do work out for good. And so it's just wait a little bit longer, and then the joy is going to come forth, and the love is going to come forth. And sometimes when we take that initiative of loving on people, that's the catalyst that sets the whole thing into motion. So it's an awesome thing. I know we're all experiencing a few dynamics and maybe some hardships and some disappointments and things, but that joy does come fresh in the morning, and we're going to hear some neat stories here coming up. So it's great to be with y'all.
Well, right now, we're going to take a really quick break and then hopefully bring on our guests after the break. So stay tuned.
We'll be right back with the Back to Eden Pet Talk Radio Show. Back2Eden.org. Your pets doing? Are they full of energy? Are they strong and healthy? Are their coats smooth and glossy? Well, at backtoeden.org, it's quick and easy to put the position
pizzazz back into your pets. BackToEden.org has products that are like nothing else you have ever tried. Go to Back2Eden.org to turn your pet's body clock back to Eden. Back2Eden.org. That's Back2Eden.org. All aboard.
We're going back to Eden.
Yeah.
We're going back to Eden.
Welcome back to the Back to Eden Wellness Show for pets and people with your host, Dr. Mark and Gigi Shimon on the All Paws Pet Talk Radio Network. And hey, we had some technical difficulties getting our canines for Christ, gentlemen, but we have bumped up our guest of honor to this slot right now. And we are so thankful and so honored to have Darlene Arden with us today, an international author, speaker, trainer, animal behaviorist. She has been active. She has so many affiliations. I couldn't even really list them in a timely manner. And she's travels and does amazing publications and works with some of the top people and veterinarians in the world. And she's been featured in so many national publications. And we're so honored today to have with us Darlene Arden. Welcome, Darlene.
Thank you, Gigi. It's wonderful to be with you.
Well, we're really excited. We were talking today about how our pet friends, our pet family, that one of the outstanding features we were talking about pet therapy is that animals are so perfect for the job because of their unconditional love and acceptance. You know, a healthy,
Absolutely.
Adjusted animal. And that's a healing for us. And so that's why we want to get as much information as we can so that we can be as much of a healing force in their life, too. It's sort of a circle of love. And then we were talking about how our Creator loves us, and sometimes it doesn't look like that. But if we believe in that love, that's really what faith is about, is believing in love. So in your many years of working with animals and all the extensive training and research and experience that you have, how does this love message really fit in for today's pet owners?
Oh, my. Well, there's so much there. First of all, today everything is rushing at such a speed, and there is so much hatred in the world, and sometimes the only haven we have is going home to our dog or cat and just sitting with them and cuddling and being. One of the things that's been discovered, you know that long ago, the research of Beck and Catcher showed that petting or even talking about a dog or a cat or any pet would lower the human's blood pressure. Well, they've now discovered that petting a dog or cat will do the same thing for the dog or cat.
Wow.
Their blood pressure is lowered. Also, the number of decibels, which I don't remember. I'd have to go look in my own book, The Complete Cat's Meow. I researched it for that. At which a cat purrs, not only helps heal the cat, but it helps heal the human. I'm kind of living proof of that because I get migraines. And when I get my breathing into line with Amy's purring, when she's on top of me, and she always knows when I have a migraine, great little nurse, it calms me down, evens my breathing out, and I start to feel better. I can relax. I can fall asleep. And then most of the migraine is gone.
That's
not
so
saying
amazing.
Take two cats and call me in the morning, but, you know, they do wonderful things for us.
Well, I just read that research, and they said the actual frequency and syncopation, the beat of, it's almost like a binaural beat that is being projected through the cat's purring. And it has, they're saying that this has a far-reaching potential that they never even realized. The healing power of a cat's purr and lying
it's
on
amazing.
Your chest.
It's the most peaceful sound in the whole world. And my cat has a particularly soft purr. She's silent. The Chartreux is a silent cat. You'll see her lips moving, but you won't hear anything unless
really?
She's really upset. It's like living with Marcel Marceau in a cat suit. But you can really feel the difference if you get into sync with your cat. Mm. It's amazing. It's the most wonderful feeling in the world. It's calming. I think people are missing out on a lot because they still think of the old wives' tales, the cats are independent and aloof. No, they're not. They're independent hunters, not independent creatures. In fact, you will see a colony of feral cats called a clowder. Any grouping of cats is called a clowder, C-L-O-W-D-E-R, sleeping on top of one another. Why? Because that's social. That's their family. Why did they sleep on top of us when they bring cats into our home? We're part of their clowder. So the independence is just it doing a terrible disservice to cats. They're not seeing the veterinarian the way they should. People think they don't need the visits when they absolutely do at least once a year. And senior cats and dogs need to visit their veterinarian twice a year. And they need a complete wellness visit just as they turn to seniors to get a baseline. So if they're sick, you can tell much sooner if you're bringing them in twice a year. It's much better for a senior cat's health. You can keep them healthier longer.
Oh, absolutely. I've got a 16-year-old that runs around like a kitten.
Oh, that's perfect. My 15-year-old does the same. And for some reason, you know, I work mainly on a laptop now because I can take it wherever I go and get some more work done. So everything's right there. And she also points out that she's a laptop. And for some reason, she always manages to set off my iTunes with my music. And I don't think it's an accident anymore. I don't know what keys. I mean, I have to click on iTunes to find it, but she manages to get the exact key coordination. And iTunes is always there. And obviously, the girl has a taste for good music, but I think it's funny.
Well, I've actually had my cats have sent a fax. I had my 16-year-old actually sent a Skype message to a friend of mine. Literally, she typed in like it was D-F-F-F-F-F-F-F, and then a smiley face. Somehow she got the emoticon on there and then hit the send button.
Oh, no. Oh, that's hilarious. Amy has sent Facebook instant messages when I've been messaging someone, and suddenly I'll notice they've gotten a message from Amy. Fortunately, she's only done that with other cat owners.
Okay. Good.
I'm terrified of her doing it with somebody that I just know for business, and that's going to be very strange.
Well, that was what my situation was. It was actually a business contact, but they thought it was hilarious when I told them, oh, by the way, that last message was from my cat.
Yes, if you can read it, there's a prize. Exactly.
At least go with the smiley face. Well, hey, Darlene, we're going to come back and really get into some animal behavior issues and some stuff that's very close to your heart, but we've got to take a really quick break right now. And so everyone stick with us.
We'll be right back with the Back to Eden Pet Talk Radio Show. Back the number 2 Eden.org.
Hey, pet lovers, listen up. Purr Spray Pet, all-natural, non-toxic spray for all of your pet problems. Proven safe to use for their skin, eyes, and ears. Helps calm and heal wounds, hot spots, insect bites, and lots more. Will not sting and very safe to use, even for your feathered friends. To find out how you can keep your pets happy and healthy, go to purrspraypet.com. That's purrspraypet.com. purrspraypet.com. Or call us now at 386-310-3924.
All aboard. We're going back to Eden. Yeah, we're going back to Eden.
Welcome back to the Back to Eden Wellness Show for pets and people on the All Paws Pet Talk Radio Network with your hosts, Dr. Mark and Gigi Shimon, and special guest, Darlene Arden, animal aficionado, expert, speaker, writer, and behaviorist, animal behaviorist expert. And so, Darlene, we were talking earlier before the show, and you mentioned something really important about collars versus halters, and that really hit a chord with me, and I think our people need to hear that.
I'm passionate about it. Thank you for asking, Gigi. Little dogs, especially, are prone to a collapsing trachea, and that's the throat. Once it collapses, it's like a, think of a soda straw. Once you press it closed, it can't reopen. So this is a slippery slope downhill, and the worst scenario is dead dog. I've said it a million times, a dead dog is not a fun companion. Rather than a collar, and everyone sells these fancy collars. Oh, look at the collar. Oh, who cares? I prefer a nicely fitting harness, not something that cuts in under the arms. They're making them for little dogs, so they look like little outfits. There's also one coming out soon that has an interchangeable front that you can stick on different things and change it to look like your dog has different outfits, and it's designed so it doesn't pull under the arms, doesn't pull on the trachea, and it's designed for safety. Every dog has a trachea. You don't want their throat to collapse. You wouldn't want choking you. I don't understand. First of all, these training collars, they're calling them now, choke collars, what part of choke doesn't people, you know, don't people understand? Doesn't make sense to people.
Well, no, it really is antithetical to, you know, caring for an animal. Here, I'm going to choke you now.
Yes, exactly. Especially, and you're going to be afraid of me, so you'll do what I want. Well, coercion has its fallout. And sooner or later, that's going to backfire on you and the dog's going to shut down. So I believe in positive reinforcement. I believe in operant conditioning, and the dog is operant, or the cat. So they think they're training you, but you're really training them, and everybody's happy.
Well, let's get into that. But first, I want to say one more thing about the collars. Dr. Mark, from your perspective as a chiropractor, yanking on the cervical spine over and over again, what kind of health effect is that going to have on an animal?
No, certainly, even animals can have misalignments of the spine. We had a chiropractor on that works with animals quite a bit, and in that cervical region, you know, the dogs have glands, they have key organs that are affected, even the whole head by that upper back T1 vertebra. So you just know that the neck is can be a delicate area. So I concur exactly what you're saying. We need to be careful there.
They've discovered in human medicine, it's called autopsy, that those dogs who are trained that way have incredible scarring inside on the throat.
Adhesions. Mm-hmm.
Awful. Horrible. Nobody would want to do... Would you do that to your child?
No.
Would you
do
it to another human being? I mean, I could train a dog or a cat in the house without having my hands on it. I don't need it on a leash and a harness until I'm taking the animal out.
And really?
There's no need for it. They, you know, if you're positive, they come when they're called because you only call them for something good. You never call an animal to you to punish them. If somebody called you and every time you showed up, they yelled at you or told you you were stupid and ugly, are you going to come again when they call?
No.
Huh. Doesn't even make sense.
So here we have these little sensitive beings that are showing us unconditional love, and this is our solution.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, Dumb and Dumber, as the movie said. It just appalls me that people think this is good, or they'll watch somebody on television doing aversive things, and it says, don't try this at home. Well, nobody should try it anywhere. And they believe it, and I've told them, turn off the sound and look at the dog's face. Look at the reaction. Look at the body. They're frightened. Nobody wants to be yelled at and yanked around or held down. And you never hold a dog down on its back.
Ugh.
That is the worst thing you can do. And what you'll get after that is redirected aggression. They'll jump up and bite somebody else.
Mm-hmm. Well, the thing is, I've been seeing a market increase. I don't know if it's in the reporting of it or the occurrence of it, but with animal maulings. And what I have found is that we've got a lot of irresponsible pet owners mm-hmm. that don't ever train their animals, that don't invest them. They treat them like they're pieces of furniture.
And
not even that well sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Well, they spend more time picking out a car or a refrigerator, and then they dump the animal in the corner as if that were just something else they bought.
That's right. So then we wonder why, you know, we're having these incidents. This is not the animals. The animals are not vicious. I can attest to that. And for 30, you know, 5 years, I've been rescuing and injured animals and things like that. And we've been able to, we've never been bitten once in 35 mm-hmm. years of rescuing. And so I know that it's just like anybody, hurting people hurt people. Animals that are in pain may seem aggressive. It's important to run down a list and kind of do a process of elimination to find out why your pet is behaving a certain way. Because when they're happy and they're healthy, honestly, they're going to just be awesome all the time. Haven't
Absolutely.
You found that, Darlene?
I not only have I found that, but the other thing that aggravates me out of my wits are the people who don't supervise their children.
Yes.
With pets. And pets have no other choice but to clench their teeth in pain. I once bit a dentist who hit a nerve while he was drilling. His finger was in the way. So I can relate to this on a personal level. And they show these pictures all over the internet of little kids basically mm-hmm. hurting dogs and cats. Mm-hmm. And the idiot parents are taking pictures and posting it like, isn't this cute?
Mm-hmm.
No, it's not cute. It's dangerous because most dog bites come from the family pet. The
That's
children
right.
before the age of 7 don't understand that they can inflict pain. So mommy and daddy have to teach, be gentle. I was at a television station and walked by the sound guy. I was guesting on a show or a news program, and he stopped me and said, what kind of dog should I get for my baby?
Oh.
I said, how old's your baby? He said, 4 months. I said, a stuffed one. And then
yeah.
I explained why. I said, did your wife want to raise 2 infants at the same time? Before the age of 7, your child isn't going to know she can inflict pain. You know, then the dog gets blamed for the bite. The blame belongs with the owner, with the adult.
Absolutely.
And you have to be careful of other children, neighborhood children. I call them the marauding brats. They've never been taught anything. The poor dog is cringing. No dog of any size can understand why a human would swoop down on them and scream and run around so fast. They don't know what they could have done to elicit that kind of reaction.
Right, because it's really in the pack reality that they live in. That's a sign of alarm.
Exactly. I mean,
fast movements, loud noises. That means alarm, alarm, under attack. So
they have no idea what they did. They didn't do anything. That's just the way children who aren't trained properly to behave around dogs behave most of the time because the parents aren't paying attention, don't know themselves what they're supposed to be teaching, and they expect the dog to be Lassie. Lassie wasn't Lassie. There was a trainer behind the camera.
Right, and besides, Lassie had years of training, even before going on the program.
Right, exactly.
So, you know what?
There's several.
Darlene, we are all out of time, and so we haven't even really begun to scratch the surface of the great positive reinforcement. What's the name of your methodology again?
I use operant conditioning. It's not just my methodology, and it goes back to B.F. Skinner, and Karen Pryor popularized it for people with people and with dogs and with cats. And
wow.
It's very simple. It's very easy. It's very easily explained. And everybody's happy. And why would you want to break the human-animal bond? We want to enrich it.
Well, honestly, Dr. Mark and I have found that whenever you find a win-win system, it's really the one that was meant to be. That's our belief. And because
exactly,
that's what we found
right.
in health and wellness, is that it ends up being a win-win-win. So what we're going to have to do is beg you to come back, Darlene, and really we'll just devote a whole program portion to really laying this out for our listeners so that they can begin to implement and some of these positive strategies. Now, where can they find your books in the meantime? Your website, ihavedarlenearden.com?
That's right, and they can click on the word books, and it will take them to a whole page with descriptions of the books, and if you click on the book, it takes you right to that book at Amazon. They're sold anywhere books are sold, all over the world, online in some brick-and-mortar stores have them. Others will order them in. They're all by major publishers. So, and if somebody is looking for a behavior book that's written with my warped sense of humor, because if you don't laugh, you're going to make things worse, in my opinion, Rover, Get Off Her Leg is that book. It's, you know, here's the most common problems. Here they are. Here's what you do. Here's what you don't do. And here's an anecdote from somebody who had the same problem or worse. So let's just get on with fixing it. And there's usually an easy fix.
Oh,
so
neat.
It takes a little time, but it's, you know, I don't have a magic wand. I tell people I left it next to the fairy dust in my desk. That just doesn't exist. But there are easy ways of fixing things. And if you don't laugh, your attention is going right to the animal.
Absolutely. Oh, we've so hit on that. Well, Darlene, you promise you'll come back?
I promise.
Oh, wonderful.
Thank you.
So, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a really quick break. Dr. Mark, you're going to sign off. We're going to miss you. And everyone, come back next week. We're going to have more exciting guests and great vital information for you and your pet family. Thank you so much for being with us today, Darlene. And we'll be right back after these messages. We'll be right back with the Back to Eden Pet Talk Radio Show. Back2Eden.org.
Itchy dog allergy sad? Did you know that our dogs suffer from the same pollen, dust mite, and mold allergies that we do? Now, veterinarian dermatologist Dr. Christian has formulated Doggy Goo. Doggy Goo is a peanut butter treat for your dog. But Doggy Goo also sublingually builds tolerance to 10 pollens, 2 mites, and 3 molds 100% naturally. Try Doggy Goo. Your dog will Doggy Goo look it up. Call 855-246-2426. The number again is 855-246-2426 or on the web www.healthygoo.com. Goo spelled G-O-O.
Scratch it.
For your dogs, running beside your bike is more rewarding canine exercise than any walk. It's also more dangerous. Until now. Introducing the amazingly stable Bike Toe Leash, the only safe dog biking attachment approved by the American Pet Association. The Bike Toe Leash installs in seconds on bikes, trikes, power chairs, and mobility scooters. No tools needed, and dogs learn it immediately. With a Bike Toe Leash, both dogs and rider can enjoy fun recreation anywhere, no matter what your ability level. To learn more and order your Bike Toe Leash, visit BikeToeLeash.com. That's BikeToeLeash.com. Bike Toe Leashes are made in the USA and ship worldwide. That website again is BikeToeLeash.com.
All aboard. We're going back to Eden. Yeah. We're going back to Eden.
Back to the Back to Eden Wellness Show for pets and people with your hosts, Gigi Shimon, and Dr. Mark just took leave, and we have a special guest on right now here on the All Paws Pet Talk Radio Network. We have the guest that we had been bragging on at the beginning of the show, and he has the amazing website, K9forChrist.org, a pet therapy organization, and his name is Chaplain Steve Kessler. Welcome, Steve.
Oh, I'm just so happy to be talking to you, all of you. This is a wonderful opportunity.
Well, we're really excited to have you share about Canines for Christ. Please tell us, you know, what is Canines for Christ?
Well, you know, kind of a semi-technical term is a Christian-based canine-assisted therapy, a ministry that uses ordinary people and their beloved dogs to share God's message of love, hope, kindness, and compassion in the community. You know, simply that means we use dogs to share God's love.
That's well, you know, they're a great example of his unconditional love as a general rule. So that's a perfect fit. And where are you guys located?
Well, we're based in Tampa, Florida, but we're now national. Chaplain Larry Randolph started this on God's direction about 7 years ago. He didn't even have a dog. He had to borrow a dog. So talk about faith. And it's grown to now, I think, over 400 dogs. We call them teams, a person and a dog.
Yes.
And the dogs themselves, and one of the points I like to make is that's hard to make unless you've actually seen it, is how powerful this ministry is while at the same time being so easy to do. So that's why we say ordinary people and their beloved dogs. We're just talking about ordinary people and ordinary house dogs with just a little kicker in there that they're well-trained dogs. They're just regular, well-trained house dogs that can be touched by anybody because they are therapy dogs. But after that, when we're going out, our prayer to God is help us get out of the way so that you can work through those dogs, which makes this just an incredibly easy ministry to do. But the power of it is unbelievable. We have people literally almost every day that cry. They're so happy to see the dog. And other
yes.
people that tell us every day this happens, that this is the best thing that happened to them today.
Oh, well, you know, the scripture is really clear. A merciful man does good to his own soul. And a lot of us are looking for ways to serve in the body of Messiah. To, you know, it's one thing to put a tip in an offering plate and help someone else do a ministry. But really, the body is designed to function, every joint supplying, everyone being an active expression of the love of our Creator. And so this, like you said, is a really easy way. If you have a great pet that gets along with people and is not afraid of strangers, a great animal, this could be a ministry that you could do. Honestly, could someone do it for like one day a week or once a month?
Yes,
or
a lot of people do it exactly like that. This really requires, you know, we only require, and Gigi, by the way, I mean, you are just straight from the Lord. I just love hearing you talk. What a wonderful ministry you have.
Oh, thank you. Praise to him.
We feel that way about this ministry, too. It's just so easy. We have people that do this like I do full time. We make 100 visits a week to hospitals and nursing homes and special needs places and just almost you name it, schools, churches. But some people might do once a month. It's really totally up to you. And it doesn't cost any money to become involved in this. There's no charges. Except for the vest and the cards that we give you. But other than that, we don't pay ourselves any money. So this ministry runs on a very low budget because it doesn't take a lot of budget. It's regular, ordinary people and ordinary dogs going out to see people that need to see the love of and compassion of Christ. That's what it's about, and it's very easy to do.
Well, how do people join? How can they get started?
It's very easy. I think you already said the website, but we can say it again. Canines for Christ, and I imagine if you look up Canines for Christ, any way you do it, you'll probably be able to get to it. But the website is actually the letter K, the number 9, for Christ.org. K9forChrist.org. And if you look that up, then you can see everything you need to see there. I can give a phone number if you want to do that.
Sure, let's do that.
All right. Chaplain Larry Randolph, and you don't even have to write that down. It doesn't matter. You call him, that's who you get. We are a small organization. But the phone number is 813-601-4937.
813-601-4937. Well, we're all out of time. I'm so sorry, Steve, but what I would love to do is have you back on the show and just have a segment of sharing some of the inspirational stories that you have from the ministry? Would you be willing to do that?
Oh, I would love to do that. You just tell me when. We'll figure it out.
Okay, wonderful. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're so sorry to say goodbye to Steve today, but we're going to have him back, and we're going to take a really quick break, so stay tuned.
We'll be right back with the Back to Eden Pet Talk Radio Show. Back2Eden.org.
NuVet Plus, your pet's best friend. NuVet Plus is an immune system builder that is safe for all stages of your dog's life. Helps eliminate most issues, including allergies, scratching and itching, hot spots, arthritis and joint issues, chronic ear infections, tear staining, lack of energy, digestive issues, and so much more. All natural, manufactured in an FDA-registered human pharmaceutical lab here in the USA, using ingredients sourced in the USA. Nothing artificial, no sugars, wheat, corn, or dyes. Never heat treated to help retain all the natural rich ingredients. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and is only pennies a day. Call us Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Pacific Time. 1-800-474-7044. That's 1-800-474-7044. And tell them you are referred by All Paws Pet Talk Radio. Or go online to www.nuvet.com. That's www.nuvet.com. Use order code 33955. Again, www.nuvet.com. Order code 3395. Put your pet on the path to good health.
All aboard.
We're going back to Eden. Yeah. We're going back to Eden.
Welcome back to the Back to Eden Wellness Show for Pets and People with your host, Gigi Shimone. And we're on the All Paws Pet Talk Radio Network. And we've got our food independence segment today. I know we're a little late, but we're just trying to bring you so much good stuff that sometimes it just starts to pile up. We've got a traffic jam. So we're going to have a food independence roundtable with our two honored guests. We have Country Joe, our organic poultry expert and aficionado. And we have with us today Linda Baco, our vertical gardening, organic gardening expert. Linda and Joe, welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So really, guys, you are at the forefront. You both are pioneers of a movement of teaching people how to become food independent. In other words, God forbid anything happens, if there's a hurricane, Katrina, or whatever, and you've got safe places for your food and you've got your stuff frozen and put up, if the stores run out of stuff, you can be food independent because you're able to produce your own food. And so a lot of people think it's really hard, but for both of you are experts of the experts of the easy approach. And I think that's what's really key for people now is they think it's hard to grow your own food, that they're going to be out there with a hoe and a rake and digging, and that growing chickens is like scary and too difficult and it won't be allowed in your neighborhood. But we have found that that's just not the case. So we want to cover a lot more ground than we actually have time for today. But what I'd like each of you to do is kind of, Linda, you had a couple of topics that were really valuable as far as growing. Now, what Country Joe had told us last show is that you can take your clippings, your salad clippings, your leftover veggies, and you can feed them to your chickens, and it ends up being an awesome form of food. So really, the vertical garden is also feeding the chickens, and it ends up being free food because the cost of the whole thing is so low when you're doing it like this in a circle, and it's a circle of growing and of life. So, Linda, what were some of the topics you wanted to bring up to people today about the growing, the vertical growing?
One of the first things I wanted to talk to people about was whether you would want to start your own seeds or use seedlings. And it really depends on what your experience is with gardening. Many people have never gardened before. I grew up on a farm, so we gardened a one-acre plot on our farm. But when I moved to Florida, that expertise went down the drain because I did not know how to grow in Florida. So when I bought the vertical gardens, I first started with seedlings because I'd had so many failures here in Florida with just seeds. And once I learned, how, kind of their growing stages and where to place them in the tower, what was the most appropriate place to put them in the tower, then I started experimenting with seeds. And I think that's, a good way for even somebody that is an expert at gardening, start with seedlings and then start growing your own seeds and see where it goes from there. But you've got to kind of get a feel for the tower gardening.
Well, what's really neat is Country Joe last week went over a method of growing fodder for chickens, and that you don't need a vertical growing platform because you can just grow it in any kind of tray. And what's really neat is that would be kind of a good starter way to get used to using, grow sprouting your own seeds. Country Joe, can we tell the people again how easy it is to grow fodder and how you do it?
Well, okay. What I do is I have a room. Of course, I live on a farm too, so I designated a 12-foot by 12-foot room, insulated it, and I've got these roofing trays. They're 12 feet long, roofing panels, and they go up about 3 inches high, and I bent the ends on the ends, and I've got water that feeds it, and it drains out the other end. They're on an angle. And you put in, like, barley, organic barley, and after 7 days, it grows up. It looks just like grass. It's about 7-8 inches tall, and it mats underneath like a rug, and you cut it out, and you feed your chickens. I mean, there's no science to it at all, really. It's really, really, really easy, and actually, it's fun. You know, I enjoy it, because every day you go in, you see growth. I mean, it's like, wow, and those, that feeds my chickens. I'll bet you that's well over half of my feed bill right there. Well over, maybe 3/4 of my feed bill is right there.
And not only that, we can also juice barley grass and mm-hmm. wheatgrass, and in a, you have to have a special juicer. It's a grinder kind of a juicer. But talk about recapture health. You do a shot of straight barley juice, and you're ready to, like, run a marathon. I mean,
We do that in our house every morning. We do that. Yep.
That's one of your secrets of your energy, for sure.
Yeah, we do wheatgrass, and we do buckwheat. We do it all. And I juice it all.
Yeah, why not?
All. Yeah.
Absolutely. I throw everything in the juicer that'll juice. And it's also healthy because it's a way to get packed nutrition without your body having to work so hard for it. So it's like... it's like sliding your body a bonus. Here, you don't even have to work for this. I'm just going to give you all this wonderful nutrition. And so it is important to hydrate when you're juicing and to drink water with it because it is a concentrated nutrition form. So, Linda, with that easy startup with seeds, maybe folks could try growing some fodder for their chickens because we definitely want them to have chickens. And it's a great way to start being able to at least have eggs for the family. They make no noise, hens do. And so you can give the fodder to them, but also the whole family can eat the fodder and build confidence in growing their vertical garden. Now, you had said, Linda, that you didn't have a green thumb even though you were raised on a farm, but there's also really important thing is what is the source of the water?
Well, most people are living in urban areas right now, so they don't have well water, and the water is chlorinated. Or fluoridized or whatever. There's a lot of chemicals and things in there. So there's two ways you can do it. You can fill the bottom of the vertical garden comes with a 20-gallon reservoir. And some people just put the water in there and leave it 24 hours to sort of for the minerals to soak down or evaporate. What I highly recommend is going to Walmart or your local hardware store and buying an RV filter. They're less than $20. In fact, I get them in bulk on Amazon for like $12 a piece or something like that. And the RV filter will last you probably 6 to 9 months. It's good for 3,000 gallons of water. So if you have one garden, you know, you're going to be, obviously, you lose, running less water than that. But and I found that once I started having people using that RV filter and attaching it to the hose and then pouring that into the water, we had less problems with our plants.
Oh, definitely. And that's a good place to start. But actually, in our Back to Eden store at backtoeden.us or backtoeden.org, we've got even more advanced filtration. And the more filtration you add, the better quality of plant life you're going to have. So start somewhere. The RV filter is a great low-cost way to start filtering some of that stuff out of there. And then you can move up as you can afford it. You'll start saving so much money on your food for your pets and for your family. You'll be able to maybe get a better filter next time. What do you do with your water, Country Joe?
I am on a well.
And I do
have that. Matter of fact, you talked about that. I'm in the process now of putting in a solar pump so I can, when my power goes out, but I do have the old pitcher pumps. You remember the old days, you know, where you just pitch
pump?
Yeah,
were you up and down?
Yeah, I've got those. So I've got three of them on my farm, plus I've got, you know, my electric well, but I'm converting over into solar. So I'm not, my whole farm here within a year is going to be off-grid, the whole thing.
Oh, that is so great. You know, we're going to have to talk about that on a show too, because really, Linda, the vertical gardens use so little electricity to pump that water spray through the plants that you could easily, it can easily go off grid because of its low wattage consumption. Is that true?
My neighbors do that, by the way. My neighbors do exactly that.
Really? So they're off-grid with their vertical gardening system. Well, you could, ladies and gentlemen, you can find out more about this vertical gardening system at everydayharvest.com. It's so easy. They have thought of everything to make this the easiest thing. The last time Linda was on the show, she said maybe 10 to 15 minutes per week is all you would have to put in. But what happens is everybody in the whole family starts getting so excited that they end up wanting to put more time in. And the kids, because they're helping to grow, they want to eat more vegetables. And then you've got great, healthy, fresh food with 100% nutrition. You know exactly what's going into this food for your pets. And we've got a great cooking book by Dr. Becker on the backtoeden.us site on how to prepare meals for your pets. That's really easy. I mean, once you're preparing a meal, the pet's meal can be prepared at the same time, so it's not an extra task and an extra chore, because we're all about saving time for you guys in every way that I can. But you will notice Hippocrates, the father of Western medicine, supposedly, has a great quote. He said, "Let food be thy medicine, and thy medicine be thy food." I mean, that's the guy that is supposedly, what do doctors do? They take the Hippocratical Oath when they become an MD. And so really, I don't think, because we've had food that's so devalued in nutrition, that we haven't really experienced the healing power of food to the degree that we can by learning from Linda and Country Joe here on how to really source the best quality food. You'll be surprised what will happen to you and your pets. And like Linda was saying last time, people got the vertical garden, their diabetes cleared up. People got the vertical garden, they started sleeping better because their body is getting nutrition. And the same thing goes for your chickens. Imagine if you're taking scraps from your healthy vertical garden and giving those scraps to your chicken instead of the 3-8-week-old celery you just got at the grocery store. I mean, it's going to be just – so then your meat is going to be healthier. Your chickens are going to be healthier. Your eggs are going to be healthier. It's really just kind of an all-around win-win situation. Don't you guys agree?
You want to hear an interesting thing about my pets? I have
yes.
two little Maltese fur babies, and they always go out with me and help me in the garden. I toss them, you know, some greens or some, they'd like to chew on cucumber and things like that. And my husband wasn't thinking. He brought home a head of lettuce, and I looked at him and thought, what are we going to do with this? And I thought, well, I'll feed it to the fur babies. They wouldn't even touch it.
Really?
He wanted to go out to the tower or the vertical garden and eat from that.
Wow.
Like the greens that were store bought.
Now, Country Joe, were you always organic with your chickens?
Yes. Well, I started out, I shouldn't say that. I was always natural, all natural. But my whole theme in my life and my family's life is to is to go back to organics because of all the chemicals that's in virtually everything. And we have in our family have just cut it all out. And I mean, it's just, we don't drink soda, none of that stuff. And wow, we don't miss it.
That's what people don't realize is once you start, when your body starts getting this dynamic nutrition, those cravings get less and less and less, because what the body is craving, it's like, I'm not getting the nutrition I need. Give me something else. Give me something else. But it doesn't necessarily, because of how our bodies get so turned upside down by these chemicals, literally it disrupts endocrine and neurological function. So the body can be craving things that it really shouldn't be having.
So that's
a vicious cycle that just keeps getting worse. But if you just break the cycle by introducing some nice organic poultry, some nice organic vegetables into your diet, into your pet's diet, those cravings will go away. I promise you, it's happened for everyone that I know across the board. Haven't you found that, Linda, as well?
Absolutely.
And then there she goes, and they bring home a store-bought thing of lettuce, and the dogs won't even touch it.
And here's another thing I just want to interject, too. You know, people will say, well, how much of these chickens eat or whatever? You've got to remember, you know, with your salads, and just what you throw away on your salad is probably a meal for a chicken. A chicken only eats 4 to 5 ounces, or only needs 4 to 5 ounces of food a day per chicken. I mean, you weigh that out, that's nothing, you know?
No.
They almost eat that in bugs.
No, I mean, literally
the from the produce from the vertical gardens, because it grows 40 to 60% more production, you will have enough to feed your family and the chickens.
Oh, yeah.
And the other pets in the house, really, what I've seen with the vertical gardens is that there's like so much you're giving it away. I mean, it's just it keeps producing and it keeps coming up because it's such a healthy growing system that the plants thrive at they have more harvest per year and more production per harvest. So you're going to end up blessing other people with healthy food for their pets and their families as well. Well, you guys have been so gracious. I think this was fun with the round table, and we're going to have more time next week. We're going to have a whole half of a show devoted to food independence, where you each will be able to present even more in-depth information in your areas of expertise. But I really appreciate you rolling with it today and doing kind of the round table thing. And ladies and gentlemen, please give us your feedback, what you like. We want to bring the information to you in a format that's pleasing to you and makes it more fun for your listening. So Country Joe will be back with us next week, and so will Linda. And we're going to be so excited if you'll join us again and at the Back to Eden Wellness Show for Pets and People on the All Paws Pet Talk Radio Show. This has been your host, Gigi Shimon. Thank you so much for joining us.
You've been listening to the Back to Eden Pet Talk Radio Show.